Maybe my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel at home. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel at home. Feel at home.
Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning. This is the show that brings you stories from the road and music from other artists I meet in my travels. I make my living going up and down the western states in a 1965 Volkswagen microbus, playing music in bars and casinos and wherever we'll pay the bills. So I managed to run into all kinds of stories and meet all kinds of other interesting folks as well as other interesting artists, and also get to see some pretty amazing things. And this week we're going to talk about one of those amazing things, because As many of you know from listening in the past few months, I'm now over in Scotland, near Aberdeen, Scotland. And this being just the beginning of April, the weather's kind of turned. There's a little bit of snow wisping down, and not the kind of snow that is beautiful, but the kind of snow that wisps down, makes it cold, but doesn't quite stick to the ground. So it's kind of that rain sort of snow that's coming down. You might hear some of it plunking now and again as I'm making these recordings. But so in thinking about that, I'd decided to beam myself somewhere else. And this week, the Alaska Folk Festival is taking place down in Juneau, Alaska. It'll be the 36th annual Alaska Folk Festival. So this week and next week and maybe even another week after that, depending on how much stuff I manage to come up with, we're going to be playing some songs, some music from other artists I've run into, met, hung out with, jammed with, or otherwise come into contact with, not that kind of contact, down in Juneau, Alaska at the Folk Festival. I've heard the Folk Festival called the biggest party in Alaska, which is, well, Alaska's a big place and there's lots of different kinds of parties, but definitely would be up there. Hundreds of musicians descend on Alaska for the Folk Festival, and what makes this unique and different from a lot of festivals, music festivals around the country, is that there is only one performer that gets paid at the Alaska Folk Festival, and that is the performer that is usually some sort of recognizable national act that they hire to and fly up to Alaska and pay them a little bit to play at the festival. And other than that, all the other performers are unpaid. So they have volunteer bands playing at various contra dances and other kind of dances that are taking place during the festival, and also there is the main stage where every 15 minutes there is another act on stage. So spending some time down there, you get to hear some really, really great music from all around the state of Alaska and parts of Canada that are nearby there. And so that's what we're going to be playing on this week's show. So it's a very participant-driven festival, and I've heard some of the artists, some of the premier artists that they bring up, the one paid performer. I just overheard them talking one time and just being amazed how this is not so much a music festival where you come and watch music. This is a music festival where musicians come and make music everywhere in the little town of Juneau, Alaska. And if you haven't been there, it's a pretty small town. About 30,000 people live in Juneau. And of course, it's Alaska's capital and is very unique among state capitals. It's the only state capital in America that you cannot get to by road. You have to either fly there or take a boat, and most people for the festival come in on Alaska Airlines, and it's one of the most harrowing approaches for any major airport in the country as well, because in order to land in Juneau, the plane has to get flown down a fjord and kind of landed right at the end of the fjord where the runway is. So that coupled with the large probability of rainy, snowy, cloudy, or foggy weather in Juneau makes it a bit of a harrowing experience to thread the needle down through those mountains and land in Juneau. And it's also the only capital in the state capital, that is located right near an international border. It's actually, as the crow flies, only a few miles over the mountains to British Columbia, Canada. And here is my favorite fact about Juneau. It is the last state capital in America, ready for this, whose namesake died. The Well, the fellow that Juno was named after, Joe Juno, was a gold miner. He died in 1899, a mere 1 year after Otto von Bismarck, who is the person who's, the capital in North Dakota was named after. So we're going to head to the music now and start off with hearing a track from Robin Green off of her Point Comfort album. We're going to get things rolling with Breathe Me.
Well, if promises grew on trees, I'd plant an orchard here in my backyard and fathom at the mysteries and watch them as they reach to the stars. But I'll never be the one to say it's over and you're free. No, I will never fight. No, I'll never fight, never, never fight for a love as strong. And you say it's hard just to tell me how you feel. You say it's easier to breathe me. And if promises grew on trees, I'd plant an orchard here in my front yard and watch them as they spring to leaves and eat from you every morning, noon and night. But I will never be the one to say it's over and you're free. No, I will never fight. I know I'll never fight, never, never fight for a love as strong. And you say it's hard just to tell me how you feel. You say it's easier to breathe me. We've got time, and everything we need is on our side. And you know that I'm the one to keep you here and satisfied. But I will never be the one to say it's over and you're free. No, I will never fight. No, I'll never fight, never, never fight for a love as strong. And you say it's hard just to tell me how you feel. You say it's easier to breathe me.
All right, Robin Green there off of their Point Comfort album with Breathe Me. And I used to play with Robin Green. Actually, the first time I went down to the Alaska Folk Festival, Robin Green was sitting on the airplane seat next to me, and on the far side of her was Rolf Buzzell, who plays harmonica on most of this album. He's also the kind of the guy that made the album happen. He's the one that was playing with Robin and decided that she really needed to put an album together and kind of focused her creative energy in that direction. And I remember when we were traveling down, the three of us were sitting in three airplane seats next to each other, as I mentioned. And this is just before you weren't allowed to bring liquids onto planes anymore. And in my carry-on bag, I had a jar of maple syrup, except I had used the maple syrup and replaced it with a bourbon whiskey. And so I kind of pulled that out as the plane took off, and we were laughing and joking about that. And then when the stewardess came around to take our drink orders, as soon as she asked what we want to drink, in unison, we answered, Coke. And she brought it around and we started mixing up cocktails. So we were in fine style by the time we arrived down to Juneau, and continued in fine style. I believe we played these next two songs from the stage in Juneau the first year I went down. It could be wrong. Memory might be a little bit foggy. But here's two more tracks from Robin Green off of her Point Comfort album.
Unforgiving land, it seems like a century ago. Driven by the Cleveland hard times of 94 and the dreams of finding gold in the rugged mountains. I stepped off the boat in 97 to meet you. Greeted by a rough camp with log cabins and the streets of mud, rustling through the trees like the wind, wandering through the forest with the mist, floating up 6 Mile Creek with the tide. I can't rest until my true love's by my side. You wander the forest hills for days, looking for color in all the creeks and streams, and all the best ground long since been staked. Disappointment and frustration filled your pen. So you set off across, turn again on, with two prospectors in a leaky borrowed boat. A violent storm from gusting winds arose, and the boretide took the three of you to the deep. Your return, the child within me grew, and
took me with her, and they buried us together in this cold, rocky grave. And here at Point Comfort, patiently I wait in this beautiful, desolate place. The others have all left me. The camp is deserted. Broken dreams and faded headboards are all that remain. Rustling through the trees like the wind, wandering through the forest with the mist, floating up 6 Mile Creek with the tide. Can't rest until my true love's by my side. Rustling through the trees like the wind, wandering through the forest with the mist, floating up 6 Mile Creek with the tide. I can't rest until my true love's by my side. I can't rest until my true love's.
And Robin Green there off of her Point Comfort album. And that last one, The Ghost of Point Comfort, I actually did a whole show about that one song. And it's a show where I sat down with Rolf Buzzo, who played the harmonica in that song. And Rolf is also a historian that works for the state of Alaska. And the song is actually loosely based on the actual town of Sunrise, Alaska, which is a gold rush town. And so Rolf does a great job of talking about the crazy history of this little town that at one point was the biggest city in Alaska, and how within the space of a few years it grew from nothing to the biggest town in Alaska, and then all but, well, actually it did disappear. There's actually nothing left of it but forest and that in the cemetery called Point Comfort. And so moving on now, we're going to hear from a man that last I knew was still a house painter down in Juneau. He hitchhiked up to Alaska in 1967, and I've got to have a few brief conversations with him backstage at different Alaska folk festivals, and he's got some fantastic music. And the first one we're going to hear right here is a song he actually wrote after playing some music inside Folsom Prison outside Sacramento, California. He was the first guy in any number of years, I forget how long, to actually go in and play music for the guys inside Folsom Prison as they restarted the music in the prison program. So that's kind of what this first song is about, and then we're going to let the tracks roll. Two more tracks from Buddy Daver, a Juneau-based singer-songwriter, and always a big hit at the Alaska Folk Festival.
Sometimes a man can turn the wrong way, fueled by fear, anger, hate, and rage. All of us have been there, maybe not quite all the way, but if you cross that line, you'll end up in the cage. Your tattoos crawl across your sweating skin, always reminding you of where you've been. A song of scar and pain that never healed, and the song is sung through concrete, wire, and steel. Razor wire stretched across the open sky. Some of you will walk out, some will fly. Upwards towards the brightness of the sun, and leave behind forever the things that you have done. You ask me why the bird in the cage still sings, while off in the distance the bells of mercy ring. forgiveness rest upon our tongue, like freedom's hymn yet to be sung. And that's why the bird in the cage still can sing. Razor wires stretched across the open sky. Some of you will walk out, some will fly. Upwards towards the brightness of the sun. And leave behind forever the things that you have done. God is love and love is light. And it still shines in the prison night. Through the concrete walls and cells it still rings. And that's why the bird in the cage still can sing. Body shop in this Oregon town. The business ain't good, cause the lumber mill's down. They fell all the big trees, there's none left to cut. So you talk to some speed or who's down on her luck. She comes by just to visit, begs half of your lunch. But the meth's got her mind in a vice grip like crunch. She's wild and she's crazy, she's out of her mind. She says, Willie, can you take me to the truck stop out on Highway 99? Where the log trucks stand empty and the tweakers get high. She's selling her body so she can get by. And as the demons of addiction sing her song in the night, she's got perfect pitch harmony. What a terrible fright. You know, Willie, what you see wasn't always this way. I was once a good woman who just went astray. These arms once held babies till the needle marks came. Now the weight of my sins drives me down and insane. Yeah, the log trucks are empty and the mills have shut down. They're hiring at Walmart on the south end of town. And in a trailer park meth lab, they cook up her fate. My God, what a smell when the hour gets late. And as the paranoid symptoms gnaw down through her mind, as her jaws lock in place and her teeth start to grind. Every Sunday, Willie kneels down in a local Baptist church, where he intercedes for sinners and all of their hurts. He prays for the woman with a needle in her arm, who once held her babies, kept them from harm. Now Willie takes care of stray cats and tweaked out speed whores. God always seems to send them to his body's shop door. But sometimes he cries, why do you send them to me? Can't you feed your own stray cats and set your whores free? Yeah, the log trucks are empty and the mills have shut down. They're hiring at Walmart on the south end of town. In a trailer park meth lab, they cook up her fate. My God, what a smell when the hour gets late. As the paranoid symptoms gnaw down through her mind, as her jaws lock in place when her teeth start to grind. Yeah, the log trucks are empty and the mills have shut down. And they're hiring at Walmart on the south end of town.
Buddy Tabor there, Juneau-based singer-songwriter, and he's always a bit of a fixture at the Alaska Folk Festival. A lot of people always show up for his 15-minute set. That's all anybody gets to play there, except for some of the featured bands, is 15 minutes. So it's more than a folk festival where you go to see folk music. It's a folk festival where you go to be in folk music, and there's jams going on all around town. It's great to be in such a small town, such a beautiful town too, with the mountains. The town, of course, is right at sea level on a fjord, and the mountains go up to 3,000-4,000 feet right above the town there. And actually, one of the times I was down in Juneau for the folk festival, I took an afternoon after I'd recovered from my mild hangover that day, and then hiked up to the top of Mount Juneau, and it was a beautiful, beautiful hike on a beautiful, beautiful day. Luckily, it was a blue sky day, made it to the top, and I could see the whole world from up there. So anyway, my name's Dave Manning. You've been listening to the My Home is on the Road show this week, and for the next couple weeks, going to be focusing on music that I've run into at the Alaska Folk Festival, because it is going on right now in Juneau, Alaska. That's first and second week. Actually, it's going to be the second week in April that it's going to be going on. So when you're hearing this, it's probably going on if you're one of the Anchorage listeners. If you're on the web, then you're just on the web, man. I don't care about you. Anyway, I want to give a big thank you to Groundswell Media Productions. That keeps DaveManning.net going. That's where you can listen to any of the My Home is on the Road shows archived there. And also, if you want to get some information about Buddy Tabor, who I just played, he does have a good MySpace. If you want some information about Robin Green, if you want to get a hold of the Point Comfort album, the best thing I can tell you to do right now, because Robin is one of those artists that's bountifully creative, but doesn't often harness that creativity and doesn't have anything up on the web right now as of such. But I promise you, I do have her personal email. If you go to DaveManning.net, send me a click on the contact me, and I will pass your message along to Robin and get you hooked up with one of those CDs, or let her take care of it personally. And also, go to DaveManning.net. You can hear the whole show with Rolf Buzzell. It's show number 5, and so if you go back into the archives, you can find it. It's called The Ghost of Point Comfort, and it's a great conversation I recorded with him in Side Street Espresso in Anchorage, Alaska, about the history of Sunrise, Alaska, and how he came to write the song The Ghost of Point Comfort. And so that's about it for the My Home is on the Road show this week. So once again, my name is Dave Manning. Safe travels, and have yourself a fantastic day.
Well, my home's on the road. It's a road's the only place I feel.